Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Thursday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show is Jace. Our sponsors today, the CCA Star Tournament and Boyd's One Stop. All right, weather looks like Galveston. 81 down on the island this morning. They say it feels like 88, but today we're looking at a mix of clouds and sun, high of 87. Winds will be south-southeast 10 to 20. And then for tonight, partly cloudy skies with a low of 81. South-southeast winds 10 to 20. And then for tomorrow, pretty much the same. A few clouds early, otherwise sunny. High of 87, south winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. So a little bit breezy. It's still, I got one more day to hit my prediction, June 6th. So it's not looking too good. Not in my court anyway. All right, tides for today. These are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We're sitting on a high right now. That occurred at 2:48 a.m. We have a low coming up at 8:01 a.m. It's an 0.9. Then a high at 12:38 p.m., a 1.1. Then a low tonight at 8:18 p.m., 0.2. 6:19 a.m. is sunrise, 8:16 p.m. sunset. Moon phase right now, headed towards our next full moon. It's 65%. Currently, the buoy offshore, 22 nautical miles east of Galveston, is showing a south-southeast wind at 11 to 13. And at the Galveston Channel, it's south at 8. And at Eagle Point, it's south-southeast at 11 to 13. And Morgan's Point, pretty much the same, south-southeast 10 to 13 miles per hour. So, southerly flow, here we go. I hope somebody got some of that little bit of rain yesterday that came down at... You can tell summer's here. Once it gets close to the bay, it starts fizzling out. So pretty much a summer pattern already. All right, well, let's head next door over to the Golden Triangle area and check in with our good friend, Captain Bill Watkins at Sabine Lake, and see what he's up to this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man.
What's happening this morning?
Oh, man, just... showed back up for work, see what's going on.
Yeah, I know.
Man, that was a fast three days. It's gone.
Yeah, well, did you do any fishing?
I didn't get out this week. I did plenty around the house, but I just didn't make it.
Yeah, that around the house stuff is always a constant.
Always there.
It never waits. It presents itself whenever you really want to go fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I think it's been 5 days now. I'm beginning to look a little bit like a werewolf.
Yeah, well, it's...
I even had to shave yesterday. I was looking so scruffy. Man, oh, man. You know how it is.
Man, when you get old, you know, you start losing hair everywhere but your face, you know, your beard. It'd be nice not to have to shave again.
it gets more coarse every year.
Yeah.
And grows faster, I think.
It does.
I'm kind of considering a Fu Manchu.
Uh-oh.
So I could say it.
I don't know how that'd look on you.
I don't think it would work out. Oh, man. Well, it's been 3 days straight with limits, double limits for Louisiana side.
Right.
I filleted a lot of fish. 90 head, actually. Three or four more. I think I had a drum and a flounder. And no redfish, though. We're catching 17 each redfish every once in a while. Mm-hmm. But the better ones are non-existent right now. I don't have any idea. I mean, they're catching them on the jetty, you know, big old honkers.
Yeah.
But I don't fish for those unless they just stumble on me somewhere.
Right.
So it's been a trout thing and a trout thing and a trout thing.
Yeah, I had some friends fish the bean this week when it laid down. They caught them stud trout on the jetties, you know, 20 inches, 18 yeah. to 20 inches studs.
Yeah, I had one of my guide friends was out there. He caught 15 or 16 really nice, mm-hmm. I'm talking 1 4-pounder and, you know, some threes and solid 2.5s, you know.
Yeah.
Just, he had way better fish than I did. But I had some pretty good ones. You know, I had some 16, 17s, but it just, those fish out there are just bigger and stronger right now.
Well,
I think if you were going to catch a big fish, that would probably be the best place to.
Yeah, they were saying the water's just still, you know, that's the best waters, the lower channel and the jetties and everything. That the lake still looks real, real nasty in places.
Well, I fished the day before yesterday. Yeah. I had the wind come up in the channel, and it was flat early, but boy, when it come up, it was gusting way over 20.
Right.
Right down the middle of the channel, and you couldn't fish that. So I had to turn around and go back in the lake. I've been catching all my fish practically in the lake this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did catch some channel fish on Monday. I was able to get to them. There was mixed lake trout and tide runners.
Yeah.
That's pretty good ones.
Well, the conditions so far, were right for it.
Yeah. You have to catch the top of the high tide, and if the wind's not blowing right down the channel, you can actually do that. But my trolling motor was blowing out. I mean, Tuesday I couldn't control the boat. Even with my Chinese super battery. That lithium ion thing, I just couldn't keep it up. It was blowing over the bow and knocking the trolling motor in there.
That's that 36 volt battery, just one battery?
Yeah. Is 36 that
a,
volt.
What's the amp hours on that? Is it a 60 or a 100 or what?
I can't even remember, but it's way on up there. You can run 2 days on it without recharging it.
Right.
And it won't even go down.
Yeah.
That's the most amazing thing I've ever seen. One battery weighs 72 pounds, and that's about as much as three others, lead acids. It's a pretty neat rig. 2 years on it. So far, so good. You never know.
Yeah, those things are, I think they warranty them for like 10 or 11 years.
Yeah, mine is,
and they don't prorate it, you know, you don't have to worry about time. If it goes bad, they just give you another one.
Yeah, it's like 3,400 real, recharges.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and a 5-year warranty on the battery, and 1 year on the pre-normal charge. So I don't know what, you know, I don't know why they're not proud of the charger too.
Yeah.
That thing probably costs an arm and a leg. But, you know, that's, I was the first one that in the shop that got the, I was the guinea pig. I stepped off out there. Man, I've been pleased with that thing.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. It takes 30 minutes to charge it at the end of the day.
Yeah.
That just tops it off, actually. Is what it
and that's got the Bluetooth and all on it for your phone. You can look at your phone and see how much charge you have left in it, what percentage.
Yeah. Somehow my Samsung phone won't connect to that, but anybody that's got an iPhone can connect to it real quick. It's no problem.
All the ones I look at, they're Android based, you know.
Yeah.
They'll work either way, you know, iPhone or Android.
But I've got an Android.
Well, I do too. All my friends think I'm weird because I mean, they were the first smartphone out back in the day, and that's what I used, the old Galaxy Notes or whatever they were. And just, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I've always had real good luck with them.
Well, once I managed to learn an operating system on a phone, I don't think I could change.
Yeah, I don't want to switch over. Why? When you're comfortable with what you have.
My wife has an iPhone, and she's just totally comfortable with it. She don't understand why I can't learn it, you know.
Well, the iPhone's supposed to be easier to operate than the Android. That's what all my friends tell me. They said, man, I don't know how to work an Android. Well, likewise, I don't know how to work an iPhone. Well, I do, but I don't have one. Don't use it.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Well, anyway, the star of the show has been the Little John. And anything with a yellow tail.
Yeah.
And the K Wiggler 4-inch ball tail in various and sundry colors.
Right.
White with a sharp live truce tail or whatever. And even plum one day. Water's been pretty clear in the lake. If you get on over toward Greens Bio, past that, it's really pretty.
Yeah, we can get that water blowing, that fresh water off the shoreline.
Yeah.
Wind will do it, yeah.
Yeah, it's that's a pretty big marsh over there on that east-west shoreline. And it's, you know, it backs out in the water overnight, and you got really nice clarity.
Yeah, water cleans up really good in those marsh ponds and all that, and those bayous. And then you get outgoing tide, and it cleans those shorelines up pretty good.
Yeah.
Good pattern to be on right there. Real good pattern.
Yeah, I can run the lake. There's
sure.
A few birds working, but most of those are little fish. Mm-hmm. What I'm doing is fishing shell beds.
Right.
Out, you know, 4 to 5 foot of water.
Hard bottom.
Hard bottom, baby.
And, those fish like it.
You bounce that thing around down there. And it takes 5 casts to decide whether there's fish there or not. Pull up there and put the pole down, cast 5 times. If you don't catch one by the 5th time, might as well just crank up and lay. They're moving around.
Yeah.
They'll be there one day and not the next.
Well.
But it's a pretty interesting pattern right now.
Let me knock this commercial break out, and we'll continue on this conversation. I'll be right back at you, Bill. Hang with me, my
friend. Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 418. All right, Bill, we're back, my friend.
Well, I'm back with you.
Well, I keep waiting to hear something good out of you over there, like a star tournament fish or something like that, you know?
Well, I wouldn't know about it because I keep to myself. I don't tell anybody what I'm doing. I run under the radar. I don't have a wrap on my boat. So it pretty well looks like a crab boat. You know what I mean?
Got them hard water stains working good for you?
Oh, yeah, man. Got that brown water stain going on, bathtub ring. And every once in a while, I take some Tune Bright and clean that off. And that makes it shine up real good. And it's due right now. I hadn't had time. It's, this guide thing, you know, I leave the house at 4 o'clock in the morning. I get home at 3:30 to 4 in the afternoon. That's a 12-hour day any way you look at it.
Yeah, it is. It's part of the game, man.
It's part of the game. You might have a little bit shorter drive where you live, but unless you can fish up for Trinity Bay, you have to drive too, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Same thing, buddy.
Thanks. Yeah. Same old, right?
Well, yeah. Have boat, wheel, travel. Hook it up and get on with it.
Yeah, that's right. But so far that bait's real. I think it's got 16 days on it now, hard fishing. Still running fine. Pretty amazing piece of equipment. And light enough, I can use it all day.
Well, so far, no tagged reds have been... I think I heard of one being caught by a guide, but it was turned right back. But,
I bet no that made him aggravated.
Yeah, I should have had a trip that day. Now, boy, them sheephead and black drum, that board is full already. Offshore board's clean. Nothing weighed in on it. But I think a, what do we got here, a 9-9 on a sheephead? Enrique Rangel of Houston.
He weighed that in at 70.
Yeah, and then you got an 8-2, then a 7-15, and then a 6-14, and a 6-12.
What about the black drum?
Black drum right now is 11-10. Then you got an 11-9, a 10-7, and a 10-6.
That's impressive.
That that 11-10 was caught over your way because it was, no, it wasn't. It was weighed in. It said, oh, the Sue Lee from League City weighed it in at Sportsman Supply, so that was caught over your way at 11-10.
Man, that's a big shit. That's a big drum. That's a good one.
That's a good one. That is a good one. Well, so, it's so weird doing this and not having trout on the leaderboard, you know?
Oh, that's, yeah.
I mean, that's got to hurt not being able to have all these trout fishermen, you know, that fish for these big fish every year and not being able to put them up on there. So hopefully, maybe TPNW, they'll relax these fish limits here before too long. You know, give it a good look at their fall samples and see if we're in a position they can raise the limit back up and increase the length anyway.
Well, I hope for that, but I don't.
I mean, we're heading in the right direction. You know, don't get me wrong. I mean, I support it, but then again, you know, we as the fishermen, it's not our fault for what's happened to the resource, but we're having to pay the price, and we're all together with it to build a better fishery. Everybody wants that, but it's not our fault because of the, you know, populations have been decimated, so, you know, somewhat. It's all due to things that occurred with Mother Nature, you know, freezes and floods. Yeah. It just habitat loss and environmental fallout, all those reasons. But we, the fishermen, we pay for it.
That's true.
Are we trying to micromanage our fishery a little extreme? Yeah, probably. But, you know, extreme things take extreme measures sometimes. And you just look back how it was just a few years ago and then look at it now. I mean, there's a world of difference. We do have a ton more fish now.
We have a lot more fish.
Yeah, but they're all the same size, basically.
We and don't I've have run those into
mature age classes yet. That's what we're trying to get.
Yeah. I run into a whole bunch of 6 to 10 inch trout.
Good Lord.
I mean, there was piles of them feeding on
was last year's spawn. Yeah.
Oh, man. It's looking really good. I thought, man, oh, man, where did all they can't hardly get a bait in their mouth. But they'll sure chew on it.
Yes.
You can feel them just steady eating on it for the whole cast. They'll follow it right up to the boat.
Nibblers.
If you don't hook them in the brisket or side of the head, they won't even get on the hook.
Right.
And I thought, what in the world is that? Is that croaker or whatever? And, man, all of a sudden, I had 3 or 4 of them following the bait up to the boat. And, man, I mean, I was amazed. I said, okay. And, boy, I mean, they're out there under the birds. And there's a mixed variety of birds out there working them. But most of them are, you know, 6 to 10s. So that's last year's spawn.
Yeah. It's past fall. Fall and summer.
Some of them had to have been spawned in August.
Yeah, August or, well, I mean, I've seen them spawn all the way up into October in Trinity Bay before.
Yeah, that's possible. Yeah, those conditions don't let them. But, you know, it's at least a 3-month proposition anyway.
Yeah, I mean, they spawn several times a year all summer long and into the fall. And, you know, you got that little early spawn, those shallow water fish in the spring, you know, that March, April type deal. But for the most part, we're in the height of it right now. I think this full moon coming up here in June, it'll be a good one. They're going to blast off. A lot of eggs sprayed
everywhere.
Actually,
a lot of fish were spawning on that last full moon.
Right.
I saw some that were pretty thick with eggs, and their vent was, you know, kind of bloody.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking they did a whole lot of it right then, and now they're a little bit emptied out. So, hey, we should have got off a good spawn, and it'll go on and continue. Well, I'm thinking that there'll be trout next year, buddy. It looks good.
Well, I'm with you.
Hopefully
fingers crossed, baby.
Yeah.
Beside any disasters, you know, we just had a rough go of it, man. We had that 2017 flood event that we'll never see anything like that again. You know, with the Harvey issue, and then we turned right around as we're trying to come back, and then we get the freeze in 21, and that killed a lot more fish than anybody wants to talk about. I mean, just look at that spring of 2022, and everybody's freaking out and panicking and waiting on tide runners, you know, to help the catch rate. So,
well, there seems to be quite a few fish out there in the Gulf. They seem to be healthy. So that's a beautiful thing.
Bring them on in here. We'll take care of them for them. We'll turn them into residents.
Yep. Yeah, y'all just set up housekeeping right here.
Housekeeping. They'll be in everybody's freezers. Come on in here. Let us have a few.
Fish limited, ain't gonna happen.
what time of day you been getting your best bite at right now?
It varies. I start off early with a really good bite, and then about 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock, there's a secondary bite.
There you go.
So yeah, and if the tide comes in early enough and peaks out in the channel, you can catch those fish.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday we couldn't get anything going. The tide was coming in, but it took too long to turn around. And so we finally had to just give up. We were wore out.
Yeah. And it's starting to get hot now.
Yes, sir. It's hot.
Working outside yesterday, and it was real nice, you know, in the shade under a tree, but in that straight sunlight, it gets pretty warm pretty quick.
Yes, it does. And I'm out there in the middle of a bay, and it was hot. The wind was down, and so anyway. Buddy.
I'll let you get after it, man. Ice up and gas up. Somebody wants to call you about coming over and fishing Sabine with you, Bill. Give them some info how they can reach you, man.
409-673-9211 or fishsabinelake.com.
All right, go catch some butterballs.
I hope so.
These trout are fat this year up here on this upper coast, man. They're healthy.
Yeah, they are here, too. Thank you, buddy.
Brother. Thank you, Bill. Have a good day. Be safe.
Yeah, you too.
All right. That's Bill Watkins over at Sabine Lake. Well, I need to take a moment to talk about the 36th annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, and it's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Get signed up today. You can take advantage of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships, and that's for inshore and offshore divisions. 120 tag redfish. They've swimming around in Texas inshore waters just waiting to be caught. If you're a lucky recipient of one of those tags, you win a truck and a boat package. Ford truck, Haney boat. Oh, it's awesome. Offshore fish for great prices when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. And just go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. The Star Tournament's brought to you by great sponsors like Mercury Marine, Lone Star Beer, Hoff Power Polaris, Mouty Boats, Texas Fish and Game Magazine, ABC 13, Cryptek, and Coastline Trailers. Go to startournament.org, call 713-626-4222. Get signed up today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:34 here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Lake Conroe now. Let's check in with the fish dude, Richard Tosh, see what he's up to. Good morning, Richard. How's it going?
You know it's good, Mickey. How about yourself?
Oh, it's good, man. Boy, you've been...
Ain't it?
Them hybrids have been cooperating for you, it looks like.
Man, them rascals have been doing real good. It's just, you know, I've got a couple spots where there's some bigger ones. They're kind of getting a little bit slower, but I got another spot that's loaded with them little ones, man. I can stay so busy. It's unreal. I mean, it's just... catching them one after another. I mean, for about an hour, it's just solid as it can be. Just constantly baiting, checking hooks and stuff like that, and jerking them little ones off of there and all kinds of stuff. I mean, good night. But it doesn't matter. I mean, I'm just catching the heck out of a bunch of them right now. Catfish are doing pretty good, too, so it ain't no big deal. I mean, them would get through with the hybrids a lot of times, then jump on some catfish, but it's starting to get so hot. It's kind of hard to move around and stuff after a little bit, especially when the wind don't want to blow. It gets hot as a firecracker out there. Yeah. It's like this morning. There ain't hardly no wind blowing this morning, but there is a little bit. So It's not too bad, but I decided this morning to come over to the river and just check it out and see what was happening. You know, just mainly because all that water Dallas has been getting, and then I got about an inch and a half last night, so I was just wanting to see what
it was. I was just fixing to ask you that, if you got any of that rain. It was headed towards me, and I was hoping it'd get there, but it just, man, once it gets down here by the bay, I had some stuff from the wash yesterday. It just ragged apart, tore apart, and then that stuff from you out of the north, it tore apart
before it got to me. I'll tell you what. Well, that's like, you know, it's like up here, it just, you know, for about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours last night, it rained pretty good. So it's, you know, like I said, got about an inch and a half and stuff like that. And I've been watching all that flooding up in Dallas. And then y'all had, or Houston had some down there too. They closed down a few roads and stuff. And I was sitting there thinking, man, I want to go check out the river and see what it looks like. Well, that rascal's up and running. There ain't no doubt. It's fun thinking of me. It looks like it's going to keep coming up too. So. It's normally this time of year it ain't running like that, and that's why I wanted to check it out. But like this morning, is up in the parking lot. I had to wade out to the boat to get in and stuff like that. So it just, you know, half the truck sitting in the water and all that good stuff to get the boat launched and all that. But it's, you know, it's something else. The shad are still where they always are when the water comes up, and that's, you know, that's one of the things. You know, I've talked about it a lot. When the water comes up, go shallow. When it goes down, go deep. And that's the same routine as normal. I mean, it's, I made about, I think I made about 8 casts and caught 100, or kept 160 shad, so it's not too bad. So I decided to catch a few extra this morning just because of the way them dang hybrids been eating. They've been getting them off the hook so quick, either that or them little ones could jump on there. And man, I've been going through about 100, 125 baits in an hour.
Dang.
I know, it's fast and furious.
Yeah, it is. That sounds pretty fast.
I guarantee you. I mean, you're talking about going through the 125 baits. I mean, that's like 2 a minute. So that's pretty quick. I mean, it's
something. And your fingers ought to be sore from baiting hooks.
Man, I'll tell you what, I go in circles so much because I got a kind of establish a routine. You know, with them fish biting like they are, I've cut it down to 6 rods instead of 8 because I can't keep up with 8. It's just by the time I get one baited, the next one's already gone. I know, almost. But I'll start off on one side and just kind of work my way in circles around that boat. And it's either taking a fish off the hook or rebaiting because the way those hybrids are, when they hit, you'll have a whole school come through and they'll hit every rod out there. Whether you see it or not is one thing, you know. A lot of times you won't ever see it, and everybody will be, you know, reeling a couple fish, and everybody will go, well, I ain't seen nothing hit them other ones. And I tell them, I guarantee you they're empty. They're either empty or dead, and I don't like fishing with dead bait on those hybrids. Unless you're in a really aggressive school, they don't really care for the dead bait, so. That's one of the things I'm kind of particular about. Keep the live ones on as long as I got the live ones. Now, if you're in a really aggressive feeding school, they'll eat those dead ones. But you have to wait on them. That's the thing, and I hate waiting. You know, that's me. I tell everybody all the time. I got ADHD. I grew up with it. They didn't know what it was. The cure was a belt. So they just called it
daydreaming back when we were in school.
That's exactly right, and I guarantee you, I can't sit still. It's one of those things. I've got to have action, and you know, it's everybody gets on the boat. I tell them, look, I want to catch them more than you do. I'm not the guy that sits around and just twiddles his thumb and says, well, I don't know why they're biting. I'm gonna try to figure out why they're not biting or why they are biting and where to find the bigger ones and stuff like that. Because I'm all into that wide open action. I love every bit of it. So. It's just as I get older, I'll slow down a little bit, but I still want it. I mean, that's the thing. I want to get in it as much as anybody and more than most. So it's just one of them things. It's hard to break them old habits. You know, I ain't gonna say they're bad habits, they're old habits, but it's where you just want to catch a fish every time you get a line in the water. I mean, it's, and, you know, that's the thing like bass fishing, too. You know, when you're bass fishing, you're out there and you gotta think that every cast is going to be the next big one, right? So, it's, you know, you work your tail off trying to get that. And that's like Tuesday night, I was out there fishing the Tuesday night deal, and I didn't have very many bites, but I had one. I was throwing a big old 12-inch long bass assassin worm, right? Just that big rascals, you know, because this is the time of year when they like hitting those big giant worms. And I was on a brush pile, and I just kind of threw it out there, and the wind was blowing pretty hard. And I, you know, I'm trying to just, I had me like a half ounce weight on it and just Texas rigging it across there. And next thing I know, you know, I'm thinking in my mind, I ought to get a bite right there. And about that time, that fish hit that rascal and pulled my dang rod down about a foot. And I was just so slow on it. It's like, when I set the hook, he already just had the worm off the hook. He took 3/4 of my worm with him. And it's like, goodness, you know, I can't believe I missed that rascal. So I put me another one on, chunked it out there, and I just never got another bite. So it's one of those deals where feast or famine right now. When you find them, you got them. If you don't find them and land on top of them, you're just struggling the whole time. And I went back to fishing that grass with a topwater bait a little bit, and never even got one to blow up on it. So it's one of them deals where I decided, you know, put on it, and I'm just gonna hang it up for the night and head to the house. So that's what I did.
Hey, did you hear about those weights in that high school tournament?
Yes, 38 pounds on one day. And
38, 10, and then they had two over 8 and one over 9, and their two-day weight was 64-64.
Yes, they landed on them. I mean, that's the thing. That's
kind of,
I know. Well,
Kevin,
I mean, that's kind of like what I...
Kevin Cook sent me all that info, and I'm going, wow, they did. Boys, they got on them big time. That's strong.
I'm telling you, they did. That is strong as it gets. And I mean, that's like those fish we were on a few Tuesdays ago. I mean, no, if we'd had a 5-fish stringer, it would have been close to that. But those fish moved, and I can't find them. I don't know where they went. So it's you know, and basically when they're like finding those fish that we found in that Tuesday, it's, you know, it's side imaging them. You're looking for these big, massive schools piled up out there, and they'll be on points, whether it be in the creek, on the main lake, wherever. They're ganging up on these little points, and once you find a school of them, they're going to hang there for a day or two, and you'll catch them. And that's what them boys did. They found them a big school. I mean, I know exactly what they did. I don't know
what transducer are you using on your Lowrance.
It's that 3-in-1 that's, you know, the thing is, that 3-in-1 transducer, it's that big long one, you know, it's about a foot long, hangs off the back of the boat and stuff like that. On my bass boat, I got it mounted right underneath the hull, but it's about a foot long, 3-in-1, they call it a triple shot transducer. And then I've got my 2D transducer mounted inside the hull for whenever I'm running, I can read. But with that said, I updated my depth finder, and I got the new update for the HDS Live unit, and for some reason it knocked out my 2D sonar, and I haven't figured out how to bring it back yet. So it's one of those things where I can't run across the lake and watch for schools of fish anymore, or schools of bait as I'm running across, because my 2D transducer is not working. And that's the one that you mount inside. It's just a little puck that you mount inside the hull.
Right, you just glue it to the floor.
Right, you glue it to the floor, and as you're running across, you can see everything down there while you're running, you know, where that triple shot or 3-in-1 transducer, it only reads up to about 8 miles an hour, and at 8 miles an hour, it gets pretty grainy.
Or does it get too many air bubbles around it because it's so big?
Well, it's just, I guess that's all it is, but like on the bass boat, same thing. It's mounted right underneath the hull, so I know dang good and well. It's, you know,
you don't have one on a trolling motor?
No, not one of the 3-in-1s. I used to, on my trolling motor on the bass boat, I've got the 2D sonar that's inside the head of the motor itself. Then I've got my forward facing mounted up there also.
Got you.
So it's I've got the 2D basically, but I'm reading mostly off them. I can flip back and forth between the front unit and the back unit and look at the front and the back of the boat when I get my 2D working right.
So, yeah, you got a NEMA cable that connects the two.
Correct. Yeah. They're all linked together. Everything's linked. That way, if I save a waypoint on one, it goes to the other.
It hits both of them. Exactly.
Yes. That's the main thing. So that way, you know, you're all your information saved on both units without any hassle. So, and that's the... that's one of the biggest things, because transferring it with a card or a one of those sticks, I'm too lazy. I don't want to do that. So
it's a pain in the rump.
It is. Mash that button and say,
pull it out and put it in the other one. Download, upload.
That's me. I'm not the guy that likes doing that. So I typically do it on the updates. Whenever, every 6 months or so, I update my units, just because the way, whenever I'm updating them, they tend to make a better picture with your side imaging and stuff like that. They're really refining that so you can see things better. And it's, I'm telling you, when you're like right now, I've been noticing a lot of guys over at Rayburn are looking at those offshore schools of fish also. So that's one of the things when you get out there and start running your side imaging, that's how you find your schools with your side. Yeah. Then once you get out there and start chunking at them, you can use your forward facing to kind of pinpoint everything. Gotcha. So there's a little bit of art, a little bit of work involved with it, but once you figure it out, just get out there and side image everything. Once you find the schools, then you just drop your forward facing on them, and you can see how deep they are, where they're located,
how to react. Well, all right, Hoss. All right. Well, hey, man, good luck today. If somebody wants to call you about coming up and fishing, Richard, give them some info how they can reach you, my friend.
All right, Mickey, anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, buddy. Well, Richard, have a good day. Catch him up.
Yes, sir. Y'all have fun.
See you now. All right. All right, now let's run down to Matagorda. Let's check in with our good friend, Captain Charlie Paradosky. Charlie P., good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going, buddy?
Oh, I don't know. Getting ready to fight the elements again today. We've got a got a big tournament down here these next couple of days. There's damn people everywhere. I got to wade. I ran the shoreline yesterday, and holy cow, every place you know where there's a fish, there's somebody fishing, so.
It's fishing season. They're coming.
Yeah, buddy.
They're out of the woodwork, buddy. It's, Oh, Lord. It is what it is, I guess.
Yeah, I think I'll take them down west and let the sharks eat their fish.
Yeah. Well, hopefully that's all they eat. It's a fish, not people.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, incredible. I read where Ralph had somebody catch a star tournament redfish. You see that?
Well, it's not on the board. They don't update the board daily, so I didn't see it.
Yeah. Yeah, a couple of days ago, it looks like he had somebody catch a tag redfish on the first cast of the morning.
Well, that's good.
I hadn't called him or anything. I hope he was signed up.
Well, it doesn't count if he hadn't signed up.
Yeah, I know, but I'm sure he is. He ain't that stupid. But, yes, he is stupid. But anyway.
I wasn't going to say anything. Oh, goodness.
They had a guy here, I don't know whether it was Sunday or Monday. We had a guy here to cleaning table, filleting one. He was so proud. Had that tagging that redfish, he was cutting it out to go turn it in. He didn't realize you had to release it.
Yeah, you're supposed to snip the tag off and put the fish back in the water.
Yeah, no, he was going to eat that one.
Well, he can enjoy both of it. Was he signed up? Yeah.
He said his son was.
And he wasn't. Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Another wasted one.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Mm-mm-mm.
I hope he enjoys that redfish. That was over $100,000 redfish he ate.
Yeah. He didn't realize you got to turn it loose. But
well, more than that, with a boat and truck package, it depends on which tag it was, whether it was a blue one or a red one.
Right. Yeah, I think Ralph's was a red one.
Yeah, that's the boat and truck. First five, yeah. Get it. Amazing.
Yeah, and then that people don't realize the guide gets, you know, his name goes in a hat for a drawing.
It goes in a hat for a drawing at the end of the deal, you know, how many fish are weighed in.
And I'll guarantee you, whenever that happens, there's not many in that hat, so your odds are, you know,
your odds
pretty
are good.
Good.
Yes, they are. If you're gonna,
you bet.
If you're going to run people fishing the star, you better be signed up yourself.
Yeah.
It could... That'd be a game changer, brother.
So far, every day I've went, I've had people that, you know, were signed up wanting to look for that redfish. I said, yeah, we can go look for it. We can't even catch regular redfish around here. These guys, this tournament this weekend is a trio where you got to have a trout, a redfish, and a flounder. And those redfish are scarce over here, buddy. They are scared.
Yeah, slot reds over here, too. Well, Sabine, you know, Bill was just talking about a lot of undersized and a lot of oversized.
Oh, undersized is an understatement. They're everywhere. They're everywhere.
Well, yeah, I wish they'd update this board. They just do it every week. This is the leaderboard as of June 1st.
Yeah.
And, it's kind of, you know,
so it doesn't,
like,
show anybody. Doesn't show anybody catching anything.
No, as far as tags, there's none on the board right now that I'm looking at. The only things that are weighed in are, you know, sheephead, drum, gaff top. There's no offshore fish on here yet. Of course, that could have changed this past weekend. They just hadn't updated it yet. So.
I know I had a guy catch a gaff top last year over here by the tripod drifting. And that was the biggest gaff top I'd ever seen in my life. He was so old, he had calluses all over his head.
Goodness.
He was, you know, I didn't weigh it.
Yeah.
The kid wasn't in the tournament. So.
That didn't matter then. Corpus Christi's got the big gaff top right now, 5'6". That was way ahead of Roy's. Yeah. But,
well,
that'll all change. You know, Sabine usually produces a big one, and Galveston Bay does too. So right now, gaff tops, you know, it's up for grabs. 5'6" and a 4'15" are the two biggest.
Yeah. Well, it is what it is. But
well,
anyway,
it
looks
like a bigger one. The a kid in the Star Kids division, an 8-year-old has a 5'10". He looks good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one for, you know, an 8-year-old kid. Yeah, he's in the driver's seat for now. Well, let's see. There's plenty of gaff top out there. Plenty of them.
You know, I haven't had a problem with them.
We've been invaded.
Yet.
They're coming.
Yep.
They're still pouring in.
Yeah, I know. I know.
If people want to fish, they need to get as close to that fresh water as they can. That's where they're at. Well, they blow in here, and they head straight towards that brackish water to spawn.
See, here you go, the Colorado River's.
Yeah.
Where your best chance of catching a giant.
Mm-hmm.
Right in the middle of that damn thing. But you're not going to twist my arm to go fish for them, I can tell you that.
Break out the cut mullet and get after it.
Yeah. Well, what do we have weather today? Nothing, anything
same
around
as yesterday, pretty much same. South southeast 10 to 20. About a 20% thunderstorm chance in the afternoon.
See, it blew hard here early, and then it kind of calmed down the rest of the day.
Yeah, that's what it
wasn't
did
that bad
too.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll fight the elements and see what happens today, Captain.
All right, Charlie. Well, hey, man, throw them out a number. Somebody wants to come over and pop a wade in the middle of a tournament. Find a parking place.
Yeah, 713-725-2401.
All right, buddy. Well, you have a good one, Charlie. Always good talking to you, man.
Take care, Mickey.
Later, bud. All right. All right, it's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.